Ezra chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 70. In the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, the Lord fulfilled the prophecy he had given through Jeremiah. He stirred the heart of Cyrus to put this proclamation in writing and to send it throughout his kingdom. This is what King Cyrus of Persia says: "The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth. He has appointed me to build him a temple at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Any of you who are his people may go to Jerusalem in Judah to rebuild this temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, who lives in Jerusalem. And may your God be with you. Wherever this Jewish remnant is found, let their neighbors contribute toward their expenses by giving them silver and gold, supplies for the journey, and livestock, as well as voluntary offerings for the temple of God in Jerusalem." Then God stirred the hearts of the priests and Levites and the leaders of the tribes of Judah and Benjamin to go to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple of the Lord. And all their neighbors assisted by giving them articles of silver and gold, supplies for the journey, and livestock. They gave them many valuable gifts, in addition to all the voluntary offerings. King Cyrus himself brought out the articles that King Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the Lord's temple in Jerusalem, and had placed in the temple of his own gods. Cyrus directed Mithradath, the treasurer of Persia, to count these items in the presence and present them to Shasbazar, the leader of the exiles returning to Judah. This is a list of the items that were returned: gold basins 30, silver basins 1,000, silver incense burners 29, gold bowls 30, silver bowls 410, other items 1,000. In all, there were 5,400 articles of gold and silver. Sheshbazzar brought all these things along when the exiles went from Babylon to Jerusalem. Chapter 2. Here is the list of Jewish exiles of the provinces who returned from their captivity. King Nebuchadnezzar had deported them to Babylon, but now they returned to Jerusalem and the other towns in Judah where they originally lived. Their leaders were Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Zariah, Reeliah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mizpar, Bigva, Rehum, and Bena. This is the number of men of Israel who returned from exile: the family of Parash, 2,172, the family of Shephatiah, 372, the family of Era, 775, the family of Pahath Moab, descendants of Jeshua and Joab, 2,812, the family of Elam, 1,245, the family of Zatu, 945, family of Zakal, 760, family of Bani, 642, family of Bibai, 623, family of Asgod, 1,222, family of Donakim, 666, the family of Bigvai, 2,056, family of Aden, 454, family of Atar, that's the descendants of Hezekiah, 98, family of Bezai, 323, family of Jorah, 112, family of Hashem, 223, family of Gebar, 95, family of Bethlehem, 123, family of Netophah, 56, family of Anathoth, 128, family of Beth Azmaveth, 42, family, the people of Kiriath Jearim, Kephirah, and Beeroth, 743, people of Ramah and Geba, 621, people of Michmash, 122, people of Bethel and Ai, 223, citizens of Nebo, 52, citizens of Magbish, 156, citizens of Elam, 1,254, citizens of Harim, 320, citizens of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725, citizens of Jericho, 345, citizens of Sana, 3,630. These are the priests who returned from exile, the family of Jediah, through the line of Jeshua, 973. Family of Immer, 1,052. Family of Pasher, 1,247. Family of Harim, 1,017. These are the Levites who returned from exile. Families of Jeshua and Kadmiel, descendants of Hodaviah, 74. Singers of the family of Asaph, 128. The gatekeepers of the families of Shalom, Ater, Taman, Akab, Hatitiah, and Shobai, 139. The descendants of the following temple servants returned from exile: Zia, Hasufa, Taboeth, Keros, Saiha, Paden, Libana, Hagabah, Akab, Hagab, Shalmai, Hanan, Gedil, Gehar, Reiah, Razan, Nakoda, Gazam, Uzzah, Paziah, Basai, Asna, Meonam, Nefusim, Bakbug, Hakufa, Harhar, Bazleth, Mahida, Harsha, Barkos, Sisera, Tema, Neziah, and Hetzaphah. The descendants of these servants of King Solomon returned from exile: Sotai, Hasaphereth, Peruda, Jela, Darkin, Gedil, Shephatiah, Hatil, Pokereth, Hazabim, and Ame. In all, the temple servants and descendants of Solomon's servants numbered 392. Another group returned at this time from the towns of Tel Mela, Tel Harsha, and Kerab, Arden, and Immer. However, they could not prove that they and their families were descendants of Israel. This group included the families of Deliah, Tobiah, and Nakoda, a total of 652 people. Three families of priests, Hobiah, Hekoes, Barzillai, also returned. This Barzillai had married a woman who was a descendant of Barzillai of Gilead, and had taken her family name. They searched for their names in the genealogical records, but they were not found, so they were disqualified from serving as priests. The governor told them not to eat the priest's share of food from the sacrifices until the priest could consult the Lord about the matter by using the Urim and Thummim, the sacred lots. So a total of 42,360 people returned to Judah, in addition to 7,337 servants and 200 singers, both men and women. They took with them 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. When they arrived at the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem, some of the family members made voluntary offerings toward the rebuilding of God's temple on its original site, and each leader gave as much as he could. The total of these gifts came to 61,000 gold coins and 6,200 pounds of silver and 100 robes for the priests. So the priests, the Levites, the singers, the gatekeepers, the temple servants, some of the common people settled in villages near Jerusalem. The rest of the people returned to their own towns throughout Israel. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. Through chapter 2, verse 25. Verse 18. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are headed for destruction, but we who are being saved know it is the very power of God. As the scriptures say, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and discard the intelligence of the intelligent. So where does this leave the philosophers, the scholars, and the world's brilliant debaters? God has made the wisdom of this world look foolish, since God in his wisdom saw to it that the world would never know him through human wisdom. He has used our foolish preaching to save those who believe. It is foolish to the Jews, who ask for signs from heaven. It is foolish to the Greek, who seeks wisdom. So when we preach that Christ was crucified, the Jews are offended, and the Jews and the Greeks say it's all nonsense. But to those called by God to salvation, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. This foolish plan of God is wiser than the wisest human plan, and God's weakness is stronger than the greatest of human strength. Remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes, or powerful or wealthy when God called you. Instead, God chose things that the world considered foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important. As a result, no one can ever boast in the presence of God. God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin. Therefore, as the scriptures say, if you want to boast, boast only about the Lord. Chapter 2. When I first came to you, dear brothers and sisters, I didn't use lofty words or impressive wisdom to tell you God's secret plan. For I decided that while I was with you, I would forget everything except Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified. I came to you in weakness, timid and trembling, and my message and preaching was very plain. Rather than using clever or persuasive speeches, I relied only on the power of the Holy Spirit. I did this so you would trust not in human wisdom, but in the power of God. Proverbs 20, verse 22 and 23. Don't say, I will get even for this wrong, but wait for the Lord to handle the matter. The Lord detests double standards. He is not pleased by dishonest scales.